under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion as we face the issues each and every day. The broadcast is designed around you, our listener. It's a Q&A format. We set the stage, ask the questions, invite you to call in, give your input. Some people say they want to have their 2 cents worth. Well, we'd love to have you to put in your nickels worth. You don't hear that term much anymore, do you? But we'd love to have you join in the dialogue and discussion. And lest I forget it, and oftentimes I do, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. I'll have a brief monologue, and immediately following that, our telephone lines will be open, inviting you to call in, join in the dialogue and discussion. We'll be talking about a subject today that is old and yet it is new. We've gone through the death, the dying, and the lying for 3 years on COVID-19, the so-called deadly pathogen that's going to kill everybody unless we had lockdowns, shutdowns, churches forced to close, social distancing, forced mask wearing, forced COVID jabs. We were told that all of that was necessary or it's going to destroy the planet. I'm using the term. They didn't. But we're finding out that that was all a lie. A-L-L, all a lie. As some used the term 3 years ago, it was a plandemic. Plandemic. But ladies and gentlemen, we're talking today about COVID lies, and now the truth is revealed. I'm watching with intrigue, watching with listening ears and eyes as to what is taking place with the COVID lie onion being unpeeled. As the COVID lie onion is unpeeled, it is becoming more and more shocking and yet more and more relevant for us to realize that we've been majorly deceived by big tech, big pharma, big government, hospital associations, doctors, the medical association in general, the CDC, the FDA, and all of those and the governmental agencies involved therein. We're going to talk about that today. I am kind of rejoicing that the truth is coming out. At the same time, it's a very, very sad footnote in that millions died that could have, the deaths could have been avoided. Some died as a result of the pathogen, but millions died around the globe as a result of the COVID death jab. And some of those facts are just now coming out. We want to talk about that today. Love to have your input, your dialogue and discussion. What do you know about it? Did you know that right now in the state of Florida, there's a move that's right on the very precipice of being carried out that will ban the COVID vaccination for anyone that gives the vaccination or even that receives the vaccination. It's about to be 100% banned in the state of Florida because of the major discoveries, final admissions by CDC, FDA, and what has been discovered in the real end result of the COVID jab. I'm concerned. And if you've been watching, listening to this broadcast for the past 3 years, I've talked about this dozens upon dozens upon dozens of times of have we been lied to. how we've been deceived, how Dr. Sir Anthony Fauci lied to us, how Walensky and the CDC lied to us, how we have been deceived and duped by social media. In fact, let me put this little parenthetical statement in. I had pulled up about 28 articles online and had them prepared to open and print to use as documentary information today. Did you realize the majority of those, because of the involvement with the federal government and big tech, most of those today I could not open. Some would open with various headlines that had nothing to do with the article itself. Some just would not open. Others would open with blank pages. We're still being majorly deceived, and because so much information is coming out right now about the lies that we've been told, big tech, I'm sure at the direction of big government, big pharma, are now making sure that what we want to say is considered misinformation, disinformation, and barred from the general public's consumption. So during the course of this broadcast, we invite you to call. We're going to take another moment for further brief monologue as to what we do and why, and then we'll open our telephone lines. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, you hear me say each and every day, we do so based on the authority of Scripture, based on the truth book. Jesus, speaking to his disciples, John 8, 31 and 32, said, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." And ladies and gentlemen, those two verses are perhaps more relevant at this very moment than in anything that we could think of, past, present, future. Because as we study the word, know the word, we understand that God is all-knowing, he is all-seeing, he is ever-present, he is all-powerful. There's nothing that takes place on the face of the globe that he's not aware of, that he does not see. And ladies and gentlemen, eventually truth will prevail. It was Jan Hus, the 15th century theologian and church reformer, that was so relevant in relationship to his statements about truth. He said, "Seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, defend the truth, even to death." And when he was burning at the stake, he screamed, "Truth shall prevail." And ladies and gentlemen, I believe that today is what is taking place in America. Truth is going to prevail. We need to recognize it and understand it. In fact, Jesus himself said in John 14, 6, "I am truth." Further in John 17, 17, there's the declaratory statement made, "Thy word is truth." It's the truth of the word of God, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God that stands forever. Psalms 117, verse 2 says, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." And may I say to you that I commend the truth book to each and everyone listening today. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time can answer your questions about the power backup equipment, especially during hurricane season. Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff, ladies and gentlemen, and they are located, Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old San Augustine Road. Right at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road, there's a gigantic benchmark, 165-foot flagpole with the U.S. flag, Old Glory, flowing 24/7. At the base of that flagpole, you find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, wait, wait. There's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the full staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview and see what God does, placing in the family of Tools for Time. Toolsfortime.com, toolsfortime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, let me say one or two other brief words, and then we'll take our first caller. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll recall that on this show, I've consistently warned of the continual lies of the FDA, the CDC, Big Pharma, Marxist media, and the Biden administration about the COVID lies, the COVID cover-up, and the mass genocide via the COVID death jab. Now, ladies and gentlemen, across America and around the world, scientists and a few politicians seemingly are waking up. They are openly asking questions about what is taking place, and they're asking questions about the efficacy of the COVID vaccination. That's what we want to talk about today, because some major, major, major breakthrough revelations are taking place as we speak. And I believe it is going to be to our benefit and for the strength and encouragement of listeners today to understand that what we've been saying is factual. What we've been saying is truthful. What we've been told by these organizations that's pushing Big Pharma, that's making billions of dollars off death and suffering, being used as a bioweapon around the world, being used for mass genocide around the world. And now the Pandora's box is being opened with the truth jumping out. We have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with your question. A comment, please.
Dr. Youngblood.
Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I pray that you are.
Okay. I just want to make a couple of comments. They all need to be arrested, but it's not going to happen. Joe Biden, Obama, because Obama helped China get that virus because we borrowed so much money from China, and the Clinton family, and the Clintons also. I mean, it's ridiculous what they're doing. And look at Hunter Biden. He's getting a slap on the wrist. Now, if you and I would have had that, but the fraud, not paying the taxes and stuff, we would have been in prison, right, or jail.
Brother Kenneth, let me say this. If that had been me or you, we'd be under the jail. The door would be locked and the key tossed away. But going back to the truth of what you've just said, all of those involved, Sir Anthony Fauci, that lied to us. He was the promulgator of all that had taken place. He's the one that took the funds from NIH, made sure that the funding took place in the Wuhan China bioweapons lab, and the pathogen was man-made. It wasn't something that spontaneously took place. It was man-made, spliced by the gain-of-function research, and he's still, even to this day, trying to backpedal and deny that. Yes, you're exactly right. They need to be caught, tried, convicted, and executed for mass genocide around the globe. It is one of the most horrific things that's taken place in the history of the United States of America. And it's not over yet. Not over yet. It is my prayer, Kenneth, that the Republican leadership will grow a spine and not just talk about it. They're doing a lot of investigation now. Not just talk about these things, but after the investigation, they will carry out some prosecutorial moves. And I realize that with the present spineless Joe Biden puppet called the DOJ Merrick Garland, I realize that they probably won't be able to do anything now. But it's my prayer that in the next 18 to 24 months, there'll be an open door opportunity to put somebody in. And it's my prayer that Donald J. Trump will go back into office. I don't mind telling anybody any place that. I believe that if God puts him back in office, he can go in and clean the sewer, and he will have a tough time doing it. But have somebody in charge of the DOJ that will have a spine and a backbone to prosecute all of these that have perpetrated crimes against humanity in the big, largest fashion that's ever been seen in the history of America. As one person said, it's the biggest lie, biggest fraud that's been perpetrated on humanity in the history of the world. So, Kenneth, all we can do is keep praying that God will intervene.
George Soros, he needs to be prosecuted. Didn't he make his billion in America? And you're trying to destroy America?
His game plan is to destroy the economy in any nation, then take control. And he has been very, very successful. He's got 209 corporate entities. All of them are designed to absolutely destroy a nation and to pick up the pieces, sell the parts, and make the profit. And that's what he's gained a reputation for doing. But here's the thing, Kenneth, he's not going to live forever. The problem is he's got some sons that's taken his position, and they're probably just as ruthless and just as demonic as he is. So I don't know any hope about changing that trajectory in the future. But we can keep praying, keep looking up, realizing that God is still on the throne and that God sees and knows, and these things will not be kept secret forever. Kenneth, thank you so much, brother, for your call. Keep looking up. I believe we have Miranda on the line. Miranda, go over the question or comment, please.
Hi, Dr. Youngblood. Yes, and I just want to have a brief comment. Also to mention to that the Fauci protocol that so many hospitalized people were subjected to while they were hospitalized for COVID and were sick, that is what killed a lot of people too. The Fauci protocol. The remdesivir, which has been shown to shut down your organs, and intubating people when that was not the best option, withholding medicines that they knew would help, and such as, hold on just a minute, let me think what it is, ivermectin. And,
ivermectin, HCQ.
Yeah, and yes, right, that's right, those two. And withholding drugs that could have helped them and saved many lives. And that is the thing that you, I think, were subjected to with your son, and I was subjected to with my daughter. And withholding the ability to be able to go in and advocate for people that were very ill, and that they were not allowed to have family members around them and that kind of thing. So, I mean, this is a massive, massive crime that has been committed against the people of the world.
Massive crime. Not just massive our country. Massive crime and massive cover-up. And Miranda, let me say this. I've not discussed it on the air. You and I are familiar with what can take place with a family member where we're shut out, cannot go in and advocate for them, where they're forced treated with the deadly protocol of CDC, carried out by CDC but authorized by Anthony Fauci. I have been in contact. Yeah. I've probably talked with 8 or 10 attorneys in the past year in relationship to my son's case. Most of them are afraid of it because of the total immunity in 29 states. However, I have talked with one law firm in D.C. That is licensed in most of the states, and he operates on the basis of what's called bad drugs. And because remdesivir has such a reputation, even now recognized by the CDC and the WHO, of its deadly danger with 1,297 side effects, we're talking about the possibility of becoming a part of a class action suit that may be able to give relief for some family members as yours, ours, and others. And I'm prayerful that we can go forward with that. I am very, very concerned about it.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for being out there and speaking the truth on the airwaves. We needed your voice, and we are so glad to have a chance to put our 2 cents worth in.
Amen. Miranda, thank you so much, and we appreciate your call and your insight and what we've said. Ladies and gentlemen, as Miranda just said, and as I have said several times during the past 3 years, the COVID pathogen that was man-made, created in the Wuhan, China bioweapons lab, contrary to what Anthony Fauci says, it was not something that had a leap from the wet market in Wuhan, China, into humanity. It was created and aerosoled for the purpose of exactly what it's done, being used as a bioweapon. And we'll talk about it further in this broadcast, but Robert F. Kennedy Jr., that's now running for president, has said that it was done purposefully, and it was a bioweapon, and it was a mass genocide, and it was focused on certain elements of society to reduce the population. And I'm in full agreement with what he said on that. He's had a number of people now, the liberals, jump on his case and want to harp on the fact that he is a conspiracy theorist, et cetera. But he's a sharp attorney. He is a grand researcher. And I believe what he is saying is absolutely factual. And I've got thousands and thousands of articles in relationship to what has taken place. And I'm prone to believe that it was created purposely for a mass genocide to reduce the population on a global basis. And we're watching the truth finally becoming real and becoming known in America and around the world. Before we take our next call, let me look at a headline. COVID-19 is a biological weapon, and it must be banned in the state of Florida. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but the governor, along with a grand jury that he has appointed, that's been investigating the efficacy of COVID-19, the origin of it, and whether or not we've been lied to. And now some counties in South Florida have voted to ban the COVID vaccination, the COVID protocol, and even would make it illegal for one to give the vaccination or to receive the vaccination in the state of Florida. Let me read a few words, then we'll take our caller. The Brevard County Republican Executive Committee recently voted in favor of a resolution classifying the COVID-19 vaccine as a bioweapon as part of a broader effort to get the jab banned from the entire state of Florida. The registered Republicans in Brevard County, the 10th most populated county in Florida, calling for the shots to be outlawed in the Sunshine State. The committee is also sending the letter to all appropriate representatives, as well as Senators Marco Rubio, Rick Scott, and Governor DeSantis. Quote, we were then subsequently told to, and in many cases mandated, to take the experimental COVID-19 injections for the following reasons: that it would prevent transmission and thus stop the spread of COVID-19, that doing so would protect our families, ourselves, and the public. Doing so would allow us to keep our jobs and our benefits to be able to support our families. By doing so, we were doing our patriotic duty for our country, for our state, for our communities. We didn't have a choice because of President Biden's COVID-19 vaccine mandate, the letter stated. The committee explained that recent strong and credible evidence reveal both COVID-19 and the vaccination are biological and technological weapons against humanity, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, that's coming from some sources in South Florida. You wouldn't expect that to come out of some of the areas, some of the counties in South Florida, but it has. And when this came out, I discovered that the governor had already appointed weeks ago a grand jury to research the question and come up with a recommendation about that. The governor's already stated that based on the present findings, he plans on banning the COVID-19 vaccination and make it illegal to give the shot or to receive the shot, or I should say, deadly jab in the state of Florida. I believe I have Aaron on the line. Aaron, go with your question or comment, please.
Hey, doctor. Thanks for having me on. I know you are got a news break coming up soon, so I'll make it quick and short. So all of us listening, you know, we've all had family or friends we've known that passed from maybe not COVID, but the COVID treatment. But I want everybody to just stop and think for a minute of all your friends and family that you have now that are still with you, or maybe they passed in the past couple of years from heart problems, heart-related problems, whether that be a heart attack, blockage, et cetera, and take into account whether they were vaccinated or not. And I've got some personal experience with that, being that back in 2021, a very good dear friend of mine passed at the age of 54. And the thing was, he was a very healthy man, took very good care of himself. And the downside was he had got the jab twice. And months later, suffers a major heart attack. Literally, the valve inside his heart blows up. And he was in a coma for over a week, came out of it, got released from the hospital, was given a clean bill of health saying your heart's better than it was before. Gets home an hour later, collapses on the living room floor, and passes. And then a year later, two other friends of mine around similar age who've had vaccinations, they only had one, though. They only had the one shot. They were getting wary of it around that time. Suffered both heart attacks and blockages, and one of them had to be hospitalized for a period of a few days. And the common denominator in all of that was that they had received the jab, and you know, correlation's there, and you know, we'd be blind not to see it. And I'll leave it at this: you want to talk about world leaders and people, you know, in charge of this country and all the crimes they commit. Think of all the crimes that are committed in our city and on the street. Think of the lowliest criminal you can think of that doesn't have a penny to their name, just the heinous acts of crimes against people they will go through. And think about the people with money and power and what they can get away with and what they would be willing to do. And I'll leave it at that. I'm going to have to go, so thanks again for having me on.
Aaron, thank you so much for your call. You're exactly right. Ladies and gentlemen, what Aaron was just saying and very clearly alluding to, across America and around the globe, we've had thousands, literally thousands, of otherwise healthy people in the late teens, mid-20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s that have unexpectedly dropped dead. Many of them professionals, many of them people on the sports field playing, carrying out their sports, they were simply dropped dead. And it's all been traced back to what's called myocarditis, which is an infection of the heart, which brings about the heart attack and it's caused thousands upon thousands to die. Ladies and gentlemen, it goes back to the COVID death jab. It goes back to the fact that it's a bioweapon that was created in the bioweapons lab in Wuhan, China. Taxpayer money paid for it through Dr. Sir Anthony Fauci, that's been the professional liar of all lies. Senator Rand Paul is probably the most verbal when it comes to challenging Dr. Fauci and his lies and what he said and done. He's now retired, supposedly, but yet we just discovered that Sir Anthony Fauci has a 24/7 Secret Service security, even after he's, quote, retired. He has limo services wherever he wants to go. Why is he so protected? Why is it that we did not know about his limo service? Why is it we did not know about his Secret Service armed protection 24/7? And when asked by the Senate about the Pentagon and other sources whether that was being done, they said no, they're not paying for it. It was found out that it's being paid for through other sources, reimbursed then by the federal government. So it's another backdoor approach to do what otherwise could not be done openly. But Sir Anthony Fauci is responsible for multitudes. It's the U.S. Marshal that's protecting him, not the Secret Service. But the U.S. Marshal is doing the protection, and it's being paid for by our tax money. We need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that we have a major, major, mega problem of getting resolved into the bottom of it as to what's taking place with COVID-19. I'm looking at a headline that is very, very clear when the one of the presidential candidates on the Democratic side. Did RFK Jr. just claim that COVID was an ethnically targeted bioweapon? And they have tried to twist his words, ladies and gentlemen. I watched the interview, and he said that it was a bioweapon that was designed to hit some ethnic groups. He said it would hit the Caucasian men and Asians and black families more than it would anything else. And the Post then, when they created the article about that, they said that Robert Kennedy said that it was created to kill everybody and to spare the Jews. And that's not what he said. But they tried to twist his words to make him look like an idiot because of what he's saying. But ladies and gentlemen, I have a lot of, I'm not saying we need to vote for that man. That's not the point at all. I have a lot of confidence in his research and his background on what vaccinations do, what they do not do, and especially when it comes to the COVID jab and the deadly nature of it. But ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize what the governor is doing in the state of Florida and what some of the Florida Republican representatives are doing. They need to be encouraged to move forward with it. We need to pass that. Understanding, ladies and gentlemen, there's about 10 other states that are doing some of the same things to be carried out to protect we the people, because Walensky, that just left the position of the CDC director, said that by the fall of this year, we would have a, quote, another major pandemic. And so we need to recognize that this is not over. This is not over. It's going to continue to come back unless we do something to protect ourselves as a nation and as a people. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the top of the hour news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. U.S. officials now say an American detained after crossing the border from South Korea into North Korea is a U.S. soldier. No immediate details about how or why the GI crossed the heavily fortified border or whether the soldier was on duty at the time. Former President Donald Trump says now he has received a letter informing him he's a target of the Justice Department's investigation, that into efforts to allegedly trying to undo the results of the 2020 election. Commerce Department says Americans increased their spending modestly last month as inflation eased in many areas. And Bank of America says its profits were up 19% last quarter. Wall Street, the Dow is up 240 points. This is SRN News.
Do you have earned college credits but no diploma? Would you like to finish your certified degree program? Conservative Theological University can help. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE to schedule your interview appointment. Please leave your contact information for the admission staff to reach out to you. Today's the day. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE for Conservative Theological University.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a very serious subject today, but with some possibility, with rays of hope, that's opening up as the COVID onion is being peeled back. I'm calling it COVID lies, and now the truth is being revealed. Headline, Hillsborough County GOP, vaccine, COVID vaccines are biological weapons. This is another county. The Hillsborough County Republican Party has become the 7th local party in the state, passing resolutions calling COVID-19, the COVID vaccine, biological and technological weapons, and the vaccine and the vaccine's use as denial of informed consent and crimes against humanity. The resolution asks Governor Ron DeSantis to ban the vaccines in Florida and to seize all supplies of the vaccine in the state. He said 6 previous county-level Republican executive committees, the organization's precinct representatives that govern the local party chapters, have passed in Collier County, Lake County, Lee County, St. John's County, Santa Rosa County, Seminole Counties. The Hillsborough Executive Committee passed it on a 70-44 vote Thursday night. The resolution asserts that the vaccines alter human DNA, the vaccine causes numerous miscarriages in clinical trials. It says an enormous number of humans have died or have been permanently disabled by the vaccine. which is part of an enormous fraud against America and citizens by the governmental agencies, media, big tech companies, and other corporate entities. The resolution talks about blood clotting, which has been studied as rare side effects of the COVID vaccines, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to sit up and take notice that we've been lied to, been deceived, and family members murdered across America and around the globe. There's some nations that are outlawing, banning the vaccine completely. One nation just took 200 million doses of the vaccine and incinerated them. Ladies and gentlemen, we in America need to take the same stand and recognize that we have had a lie perpetrated upon us that's caused death, disability, sterilization, and major, major side effects that will put that person that took the vaccination under the care of Big Pharma for the rest of their lives. I believe we have Glenn on the line. Go ahead, Glenn, with your question, comment, please.
It's interesting. Well, good morning and good afternoon, I suppose. We're at the turn of the day here. But so much information has flooded out now. It was you had to search high and low for any bit and scrap of truth in the last few years. You don't want to pat yourself on the back when you find out you're right. It's kind of like throwing a party at a divorce. It's not something you celebrate that you were right, but two years ago, while we were pulling the thread and found the research paper from University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, where they were doing gain-of-function research to basically make SARS virus more potent and more resistant to it being immune or having a vaccine against it. And somebody blew the whistle there. And they were basically warned, hey, that's kind of gain-of-function research. You can get trouble for that. Well, no problem. Fauci, NIH, took it to Peter Daszak. Peter Daszak tried to get DARPA to continue the research. DARPA looked at it and said, whoa, this is gain-of-function research. It's against the law. So apparently, Fauci sent it to Wuhan, China. The enemy, Red Army, China, mm-hmm. CCP, that mm-hmm. perfected it, aerosoled it, weaponized it, and then, oh my goodness, we have a pandemic. But don't worry, the pharmaceutical companies and Fauci, Francis Collins, all these others that are joined at the hip to the FDA, by the way, you have to understand pharmaceutical company employees want to work for the FDA or used to work for the FDA. And there's kind of a relationship of one side, one hand taking care of the other hand. So they're allowing things to slide through. And then, of course, there's grant money available and then kickbacks from pharmaceutical companies to those scientists, either at the NIH. One hand washing the other is what I'm trying to say. So they already had their cure, wink, wink, nod, nod, by the time this was supposedly found or released at the bat. The animal market, the wet market, they blamed it on the bats. Well, they were doing bat virus research, and they combined all that stuff in Wuhan, all right? And then the pharmaceutical companies, some of our politicians were heavily invested in ahead of time. It's just interesting how this works out. And then the pharmaceutical companies got mega, mega, mega rich while we suffered and died. Some of the analysis now of some of these, I guess, BioNTech, which is also a Pfizer product, I believe, they were finding that some of the vials were contaminated with what's called SV40. I think it's pronounced simian virus 40, which mm-hmm. was derived and discovered years ago when they were putting together vaccines and using monkeys to do this. And it's now become a problem in humans. But it manifests as cancer. Well, here's the good news. Here's the good news. If you're invested in pharmaceutical companies that have cancer cures and or remedies, they're getting rich now. You think this was an accident? I'm sorry, but what does the Bible tell us? It says it's not money that's the root of all evil. It's the love of money that's the root of all evil. And these characters have been lying and stealing to get rich, and they're working and making their profits on the pain and suffering of the population. Well, don't worry about that, because the eugenist wants to reduce the population anyway, because we're considered a cancer. You know, too many people. Interesting that those Georgia Guidestones were blown up about a year ago. They still don't know who did it. But one of the sayings on that Georgia Guidestone from an elitist eugenist was basically keep the population at under 500 million. Basically, you could control it, right? Interesting. They think that people are the problem. So they don't have a problem eliminating some of the worker bees so long as the elite can get service by just enough. I don't know. Sometimes I think I've said too much. But unfortunately, the general public doesn't have the capacity to understand how evil the wolf is. If you understand that some people are working for the dark side, all right, for profit and or power, they will do whatever the dark side, I'm talking about the devil, what would he do? What would he do? He wants to destroy humanity. He wants to abort children. He wants to euthanize people that are not considered contributors to society, all right? God generally sends miracles to us in the form of people, okay? Your genius that discovers the cure to whatever or makes life easier, okay? One in a million. One in a million. How many geniuses is just America missing with just abortion? 67? How many have we aborted now? Almost 70 million people
just
in America? 70? If a genius is one in a million, I'm just throwing it out there. You're missing 70 geniuses, America. And mm-hmm. we exported this idea to the rest of the world, you know, because we've got to keep the population down. All right. Now, of course, Bill Gates, whose father was a eugenist, all right, a Planned Parenthood board member, Bill Gates doesn't have a problem with promoting something that would reduce population. Interesting. A lot of the vaccines that his Gavi and the other group, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, pushed on India, and a lot of these children became, if they didn't die, they had neurological problems and they're infertile. They're now pushing one on Africa, supposedly to eliminate malaria. Well, even the testing shows that their vaccination for malaria is really not sufficient to do anything, but they got funding and they're going to push it on people in Africa. What do you think is going to happen? Well, don't worry. There's still extra cures for the ailments, the side effects, right? And then we found out recently, sorry, it's a lot of information. I'm trying to cram it in there quick. In another country, the German scientists are like, wait a minute. We kind of isolated three different particular vials of this vaccine, and one of them had a lot of side effects and deaths. The next one wasn't as bad. They narrowed it into green, blue, and yellow for the particular vials for those.
That's right.
Okay. So the blue group had all sorts of heart attacks, strokes, and side effects. The next group, I think it was green, it shows it on the graph, is you know, minor, but still a lot. And then the yellow group was way down here at the baseline of nothing. Zero side effects, and it was a particular batch that they didn't do a lot of testing, if any, on. All right? And those particular vials were given to the employees of the vaccine companies and a lot of politicians. And it makes you wonder, what did they know? Or what did they pretend they didn't know?
Well, Glenn, it was like you're touching on that. And then I believe it was Sweden and or Germany that discovered that much of what they had was placebo. Basically nothing with no value whatsoever, no side benefits, no side harm. And it was discovered as a result of that. In fact, one of the things that I'll ask you a question, you perhaps have the answer on it. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, this is Glenn, one of our four sons, retired law enforcement. He's done a lot of research on this subject, and I am thankful and I value some of his research and what he is saying today. Pray that you're listening well. Glenn, I understand that hundreds and hundreds of so-called scientists developed what they call white papers on the subject of COVID and the COVID vaccine, highly touted the need for COVID vaccine, pushed it, talking about it would be lifesavers, et cetera, et cetera. And now majority of those are taking down their websites with their boasting of what COVID could do and the COVID vaccination. Are you familiar with that?
Yes. You're talking about Lancet papers?
Yes.
Where they had promoted and built up and agreed with the hysteria of the pandemic, and then, you know, you got to take the shot, and they stood behind that. And now they are not only retracting, but deleting from the internet so you can't find that information. Even in the New York Post, they were saying it's over, you know, the pandemic's over. Joe Biden said a year ago it's over. Apparently he's right. And then when you read on down, they admit that a lot of people that died that were attributed to dying from the virus. Now, there's a difference from dying from something and dying with something. So if you died in a car crash and you tested positive for COVID, it was ranked as a COVID death. Mm-hmm. All right? So there's a difference when you use the preposition from or with. Okay, words mean things. I'll get into that in just a second. If you jump out of an airplane with no parachute, hit the ground, and die, but you tested positive for COVID, you would have been a COVID death. That sounds so ridiculous, but they did this. So in this article, it's now admitting that a lot of people that died, they're saying they didn't actually die from COVID. They might have just had it, and so the numbers might be as little as half of what the CDC was telling us. But it kept generating the panic, right? It was a panic-demic more than anything else in order to get you to bite on the cure, right? Words mean things. They are redefining words. They're redefining terms. When they interviewed Fauci and tried to nail him down for the gain-of-function research, he emphatically stated that did not happen ever. And then they put it in his face. I can't remember which one of the politicians, if it was Jim Jordan or if it was what's the other fellow? It's the doctor. He just mentioned
Rand Paul.
His name. Rand Paul. Okay, they put it in his face. You have redefined the term gain-of-function.
That was therefore, Rand Paul, yes.
Therefore, when they ask the question, Fauci can, like a lawyer, lie. Okay, lying liars lie. They just lie. Every time you try to nail Jell-O to the wall, you can't make it stick. They have redefined terms and definitions. And in America, well, around the world right now, we're seeing huge right is wrong. Wrong is right. Dark is good. Light is bad. And you're like, what is going on? They're redefining terms. They've got the children in the educational system that immorality is now okay. All right? Hey, if you want to be a dog, a cat, or if you think you're a boy, but you really think you're a girl, or whatever, there's the sky's the limit, or maybe the pit is bottomless for how deep and how bad you can go by redefining terms and wiping out morals, ethics, and God. Where do we think this was going to end up?
Yes. Glenn, I'm looking at an article in Jeff Childress, the attorney out of Gainesville, that's fought against the lies with COVID now for some time. And on Jeff's blog today, he says, check out this maddening admission, arriving in slow motion 3 years too late. Quote, the official COVID deaths number is probably an exaggeration because it includes some people who had the virus when they died, even though it was not the underlying cause of death. Other CDC data suggest that almost a third and perhaps as much as a half of the official recent COVID deaths have fallen into this category. A study published in the Journal of Clinical Infectious Disease came to similar conclusions, end quote. And he goes further, says, ha ha, forgive and forget, right? Saying that COVID deaths were exaggerated used to be the darkest kind of disinformation, and saying it would promptly get you canceled from social media. Plus, if you said it, you would literally and instantly be killing grandma, making you the most deplorable human source of criminal. Even death threats. I even got death threats in 2021 for reporting that COVID deaths were totally exaggerated. He goes further and says, my goodness. So all that masking, all that jabbing to protect the immune compromised people was for nothing. You really can't make this kind of stuff up. He goes further to say that was headlines in the UK Daily Mail. Says headlines now in the UK Daily Mail. Anthony Fauci accused of perjury. Former White House doctor lied under oath about funding gain-of-function research in China, which is feared to have caused started COVID pandemic, Republican senator says. Human cockroach Anthony Fauci, the highest paid employee in the federal government before he retired, consistently denied in his sworn congressional testimony that the U.S. government ever funded gain-of-function research in the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Glenn, we have been lied to, deceived, loved ones murdered by way of the protocol in the hospitals that was required. I'm looking at a headline, Glenn. You can respond to it and share with us other thoughts you have. Peru, with 84% vaccinated, declares a health emergency after Guillain-Barre's outbreak. It's a major, major, major dilemma and disease as a result of the COVID vaccination. Another headline. Were certain Pfizer biotech jabs in the EU placebos? The overall magnitude of the mass fraud associated with the experimental mRNA damaging COVID-19 jabs keeps expanding. And although there are enough sinister claims in this country to serve the globe, the deception is not just here in the United States. According to research conducted by groups of five German-speaking scientists, they researched a recent instance in the discovery that a significant portion of the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 jabs distributed in the European Union, most likely nothing more than placebos. Even worse, the researchers allege that German regulators were aware and yet did nothing about controlling it. Following their analysis of the new Danish study, where the group gleaned the information needed to conclude that certain batches of the biotech jab were likely nothing more than placebos. The two scientists shared their concerns, et cetera, et cetera. Glenn, knowing what we know now, tell us what you think has happened. Where is it going? Will we ever know all of the truth? Will we ever see anybody prosecuted as a result of the mass genocide? What is your position? What is your take on that?
Well, the government does a great job of protecting itself with our money. Do we really know what happened to John F. Kennedy? Well, you know, they were supposed to release that information. It's still heavily redacted due to national security. That was 1962, 1963. Yeah. Do we know? Do we think we know? Years and years and years from now, we'll look back. Maybe that old adage, hindsight is 2020. We'll look back at 2020 and go, wow, if we had known then what we know now. Okay? And unfortunately, people who do not read, people who do not seek the truth, people who don't dig for information, they're easily manipulated. What was it Bill Clinton said when they asked him about all the scandals with the women, how it might affect his political career? He says, well, you know, quite frankly, the American public has a very short attention span and short memory. It'll all be forgotten. Hopefully not. Hopefully not. But we have to take a stand for truth. We have to encourage people to seek truth and dig for the truth. Okay. Number one, get in the book. If you're not reading your Bible, if you're not spending time with God, if you don't know what his truth is, you won't recognize a lie. Okay, over and over in the scripture, we're told to beware of false teachers, all right? We've got people in high positions around the world. It's just not an American problem. It's a world problem that are preaching and teaching lies to benefit them and their cronies. And the poor people who don't know truth, they'll fall for anything. If you don't know your American rights, okay, they don't teach this stuff in school anymore, do they? They don't really teach. I don't even know if they teach history anymore. Social studies, world government, whatever. If you don't know your constitutional rights, you could be subjected to abuse and not even know it. When the Apostle Paul was arrested and he had been beaten, and then they found out he was a Roman citizen, they went, uh-oh. You couldn't do that to a Roman citizen, not without a trial, you know, a jury trial and then a conviction and then a punishment. They had already punished him. Okay, and now the people who had done that were potentially in a lot of trouble because he declared he was a Roman citizen. Uh-oh. If you don't know your rights, if you don't know what the truth is, this is just not an American patriotic issue and a Christian spiritual issue. If you don't know the truth, you're going to have problems. There are a lot of things going wrong. It sounds very overwhelming. In fact, when you try to tell somebody the truth and they've been conditioned to accept the lie, they look at you like you've got three heads or, you know, the alien landed in your backyard. it's like, I'm not making this stuff up. I'm not pulling it out of thin air. I've been tracking the doctors and the scientists, our family pretty much have been tracking the doctors and the scientists for the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
That information has been censored. We're now seeing government inquiries where the government literally had Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, whatever, censoring renowned and known and truthful virologists and doctors and scientists because they were waving the flag. All right. Your Ryan Cole, Dr. Robert Malone, there's a whole group that were trying to tell people the truth, and they were not allowed to speak. All right? Coming out
Dr.
and saying
Peter,
the mask
Dr. Peter
up.
McCullough is another one.
Yes, sir. A whole group of people who took a stand. Some of these doctors lost their positions in the hospitals. They were censored, kicked off Facebook or Instagram or Twitter or whatever, because they were speaking the truth. Okay, in opposition. Years ago, I'm trying to remember the fellow's name, he said one of the biggest problems in the medical community and the scientific community is when you squelch the person's ability to ask questions, dissent. If you take somebody who says, but why? If you're not allowed to ask why, okay, something's going to get pushed on you. When you get censored and you're not allowed to bring up the truth, okay, you should know right then they're perpetrating a lie. When they started saying, well, not even the experts can agree. Well, wait. The experts can't agree on known and confirmed science? Somebody's lying.
Yes, okay? And Glenn, here's the thought that I need to lay out before you while our time allows. The article says, original Moderna, Pfizer COVID-19 vaccines are no longer authorized in the U.S. according to new guidelines released. The Ohio Department of Health repealed authorization for the malevolent COVID-19 vaccine from Moderna and Pfizer, the same type of vaccine that many Americans received during the start of the COVID pandemic. Ohio's health department notified Miami Valley districts that the malevolent COVID-19 vaccines from Moderna and Pfizer should no longer be administered to anyone in the United States of America after the Food and Drug Administration amended its emergency use authorization. Glenn, why do you think now they're saying that the original COVID-19 vaccination ought not to be used? Here's my thought on it, because I'm looking at a headline that says, health emergency erupts when COVID-19 side effects are running wild, end quote. We've got about a minute and a half, Glenn. Wrap us up on this thought and words of encouragement to our listeners, even though they may have taken the vaccination, that God's still in control and that we can still look to him for hope.
It kind of comes down to this. It's now becoming public knowledge that we were lied to and that we were censored, and a lot of people made a lot of money on the suffering and death of not just Americans, but people from around the world. And it's still going on, and they're covering their tracks. They're deleting information. It's a crime. In investigations, we'd say follow the money, especially in an economic crime and a fraud investigation. Follow the money. Find out who benefits. Find out where the money went. Okay, and you have your perpetrators. That being said, we should not be focused so much on this life and this world, okay, because all of this is temporary. As bad as it is, and trust me, from a law enforcement background, I want to see people go to jail. I want to see people get prosecuted when they harm others. We're talking about crimes against humanity. We're talking about violations of the Nuremberg Code. All
yes.
right, that's where you force something on the public, okay, and basically we became the guinea pigs. And you did not give them informed consent. Briefly, the paperwork that came with the vial for the supposed vaccination was blank. The paper is blank. It actually was printed in the middle. This section intentionally left blank. Where is your informed consent? If you do not have informed consent and you're mandating the shot, you're in violation of the Nuremberg Code.
Absolutely.
As Nazi Germany testing on their population.
That's right.
People don't realize that. They don't have history.
Yes, Glenn, thank you so much for taking time to join us today. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to having you on the air with us as once again, we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them.